the most pretentious.
Hello and welcome to the Multimedia Men podcast number 21. Our 21st podcast. We have lost a man in action now. Mark Chaffardini from GoSeeTalk.com has left the building.
Yeah, his top song's Baby, come back.
He's gone, but it's still Brian Kluger, myself, Gotti Elcon.
Howdy ho.
Andrew Conway.
Myself.
And Adam Conway.
Uh-huh.
He's so tired he can't even speak.
Hello?
So, for this little segment, we're going to do something fun here. I'm going to act as a film investor, and I'm going to ask these fellow podcasters who you've known over the past 21 weeks if they had access to and money to create their own film festival. What would it be? How would it go? How long would it last? What movies would they show there? What it would be for me to invest in their movie festival. So it could be fun. I hope there's like some porn stuff in here. I know Gotti's got some stuff. No? Yeah,
maybe.
Maybe. So Gotti, tell me, let me know what you want my money for. What type of film festival do you want to throw?
Well, the film festival that I ideally would like to see come about is one where you get to see films that you don't normally get to see. The fringe stuff. Not fringe in that the films are fringe-worthy, but the types of films. I'm a huge short film guy. I'm a huge doc guy. And I don't think a lot of people get to see all that. My two favorite festivals happen to be one's eccentric just for doing short films called 24 Frames per Second. It's out in Abilene, Texas. It's tiny and no one knows about it, but it's brilliant. And then there's the Thin Line Film Festival, which is in Denton, which is similar. It's an all-doc festival. But I want to combine them, but I want to add a centerpiece element. Because ultimately, mine is a five-day festival. Uh-huh. We start on a Wednesday night, keep it simple, because we'd like to end it on the weekend, on the Sunday night. But what we'd have is short films and docs is the predominant what you'll see through the week. And we'll have different, we'll have two tiers of shorts and docs, just like 10 for each little segment. And then we'd have like, I really like the next category that Sundance has.
Okay.
So we'd have that.
Which is what?
Which is up-and-coming or filmmakers that are changing genres.
Now, would you want this to keep this local to Texas, or do you want this worldwide to submit these documentaries and shorts to you?
I would definitely want worldwide submissions, especially with shorts. I think the majority of the quality shorts that I've seen are overseas. And docs, too. I think docs, you need the international level. So definitely a global feel to it. But
would there be an awards ceremony?
It definitely would. There would be for best, because you do experimental and maybe narrative based for shorts, and then animated would also be a category, and I think that would get its own award. But you'd have like animated, non-animated major awards, and then maybe like for each little group, like the next category or the experimental category or the midnight category, the horror category. I think you need that. I think that works well for a lot of festivals.
And the goal for this is to, this festival is to get these films released nationwide, right?
Exactly. Okay. More exposure for the genres that don't get as much love. Because I think, you know, we're in Dallas, so we kind of get a secondhand festival. I'm not hating on Dallas. Diff. I love Diff. I'll be working with Diff. It's Sundance, South By, Steal the Early Films, TIFF, Berlin, Con, Venice, Steal the Rest. So Dallas always gets, like Mud, that came from Sundance.
I agree.
So I think with those major films, we have that type of coverage. I would want to get the films no one has seen, the shorts. Like when I looked at the Oscar list, we didn't even go over best short film. Half those, I don't think anyone's ever seen. And I didn't see any of them. And I see 40, 50 shorts a year. And I didn't think any of those shorts were worthy compared to the ones I saw at 24 Frames, which is in Abilene, Texas, if that tells you anything.
Is there a criteria you would have in picking your films?
No, I keep it open.
Keep it open?
Keep it open. There would be a time limit for shorts, like 35, I think is a good length, nothing over that, and nothing shorter than a minute and a half or 2 minutes, like no super shorts.
What's your film festival called?
You know, the name thing was the hardest one. I couldn't really come up with a name.
What's the name of the festival?
We're going to call it Nipples. Because
it's short.
It's short and it's
small.
It's the most important part, but you don't always realize it when you look at a full breast.
And this is an annual thing, right?
It is an annual thing.
And what annual?
Annual thing.
And do you? What are the ticket prices? Or
I want to keep it cheap because I mean it's short film. You're not going to see a lot of these films anyway, so a lot of them will be, you know. And it's not like they're looking for big money.
Yeah.
Filmmakers are looking for exposure. To be pretty cheap, maybe $5 to $6, you know, a film or a series of films like the shorts. But we would have a centerpiece thing where we would. This is maybe where the porn can come in. I'm a huge fan of people's careers being given love at film festivals. Like the way I'd bring out a star is I'd bring out someone who has a longevity, either as a producer, a director, a writer, and a good series of films, and then have people come in to kind of give them a life achievement award over the weekend.
Okay.
And that would be where the celebrity aspect, you could bring in some names, but like we had William Friedkin at Dallas International Film Festival. A presence like that, someone who has a long history and has worked with a lot of different actors, and you could bring in those actors to see what, you know, if you could try and get them to do a Life Achievement Award, that'd be really cool.
Cool.
But we'd call it Nipples.
Nipples, okay.
Just the nip.
Just the nip would be the tagline because that's all you really need in life.
Just the nip.
Just the nip. It's good where the good stuff comes from, they say.
I would invest in it.
Baby making sauce comes
from. I would invest in it. I'd like to see this artsy place. This artsy
milk of the sea. This.
And I would want to hold it in an older theater, like if you've ever been to like the Majestic.
Okay.
No offense to Angelica, but I want that old timey feel. Because I think shorts and docs have that old timey feel.
Cool. That sounds awesome.
Hopefully Nipples next year. We'll do it. First
Sweet.
Annual.
All right, that's Gotti's film festival. Let's head on over to Andrew. Andrew, I want to invest in a film festival.
Well, I got that film festival for you.
All right.
I got you. So my festival is going to revolve around what I want to see and what I like most about the whole production process. So my festival is going to be about special features. So what I want to do is my film festival will be showing films, but on top of that, we'll have the film shown, but then also there'll be a second screening.
Of behind the scenes?
Oh, there'll be behind the scenes.
Okay.
So there'll be little vignettes where you can see some behind the scenes stuff for the film, as well as one of the things I want to do is have live commentary. So I want to bring actors,
Ooh.
Directors, and do like a live screening with them actually talking during
the
movie.
Mic, yeah.
Talking about different scenes and stuff.
I actually
like that
had that written down for my
during
that's
the
a
movie.
Good idea.
Because I feel like that's something everyone loves that. And, you know, so give the people the opportunity to see the movie before or just sit there and listen to the stories. And you could have stuff that's more fun because there's a lot, on a lot of movies you have commentaries that are just sort of fun and hilarious and fun stories. So you can do like commentaries that are focused on like the actors and sort of the stories that they have during it. You have stuff that's more serious and more like production and technical stuff for the people that really want to learn how the whole process, you know, of making the movie went down.
So would you have like
shot recreation or something?
So I would have you know, so that stuff. And then on top of that, I also want to do have different exposés and different screenings for like riffing, just horrible movies. So we're bringing in celebrities and. And then, you know, like sort
so
of like
this is like
tracks.
Your like midnight special where you
almost well that's another segment, but like, you know, we'll have like a big time, you know, we'll try bringing maybe riff tracks or someone or even just like comedians and stuff like that to
Master
do like
Pancakes
live riff exactly do along
okay.
the lines of that, and then, you know, then we get the audience involved. We can actually do we do late night stuff as well where we'll people can actually go and be like their own. Audience riffing. So people will have like chairs or something like that, and we have like three or four people that are sitting there, and they can riff the movie with the audience voting on whether or not they like these people's jokes.
Okay.
And three strikes, you're out, and another person fills that seat, and so you go through the movie that way. Then, you know, all the other fun stuff that they've done in the past, like movie sing-alongs and stuff like that. Just about, it's all about involvement and people that really appreciate movies and just appreciate everything about them, this is the movie film festival for them. Because I feel like that's what I like about movies. It
should
I
be like fun fest, but more.
So
it's pretty much
it's
everything
like.
I want. You know, it's people who just encompass. Like they want everything from it, and they enjoy the good movies and how they're made, and they also enjoy
like
bad movies and And just the pleasure of, you know, riffing them and making fun of them.
So how long will your film festival be?
Probably a week would be a good, a week? 7 days. And yeah, a 7 day fest, and it kicks off on Monday and goes through a full whole week and just ramps up as it goes.
Would you have like passes? I mean, levels and stuff?
Yeah, different levels, because I'm sure you could, you would definitely need a certain levels. Some people would want to see all the behind the scenes stuff, and that'd be a whole different level. And and just people just want to go see the regular movies. So there's people that want to experience just the movies themselves. Will be a badge for that. But people that want all this extra stuff, want to see all these behind the scenes featurettes, and then also the people that enjoy like the commentaries and stuff like that. So it's little different levels of involvement for sure.
What kind of theater do you want this to be shown at?
Alamo
theaters, yeah, like. Yeah, it doesn't matter. Indie theaters would be great, like somewhere where, you know, it's set up to, designed to encourage audience involvement.
Okay,
because that's the big thing about this.
So since you like the whole your whole kind of original thing here is the how they make the movie. You're into that.
Mm-hmm.
Would you have workshops that would have hands-on?
Definitely.
Creative professionals to have people who are attending the festival go in and learn how to use a camera, learn how to block
sure.
a scene,
all that stuff. Definitely,
so that
great
that'd be a draw.
Definitely a draw for like upcoming filmmakers, because that's one of the reasons why a lot of people, like, you know, a lot of future filmmakers love all the stuff, all the content you get on these Blu-rays, because it shows the technical process, and it's great to have actual workshops with some of these you know, directors, actors, cinematographers, people that come in and sort of just share with them a little bit about their process. Would be great.
And you know what? I love watching those big behind the scenes features on Blu-rays. Like the making of Thriller is awesome. The making of Day of the Dead's amazing.
Yeah.
And there's like so many cool aspects. Like, oh, I didn't know that about that. To be cool to see in something like
and
that.
And you could get all the people from a film. Like, imagine a DP giving you a breakdown of his cinematography.
Yeah. How great would that be? And then later that afternoon, he'd have a 2-hour workshop where you could like learn his trade or whatever.
Nipples is stealing some of your themes.
And the name of my my film festival is the Badass Awesomely Real Real Fest.
Badass Awesome Real Real Fest.
And we'll be passing out the barfies.
Sounds good. Awesome. The barfies.
Zara Ward.
Well done, sir. Well Sorry. Done. I like it. I like that. I'd invest
in
that.
I didn't take this seriously at all.
Well, give me the one
we're going to talk about. It's
the one you talk about. It's Adam Conway. Adam, I am a film investor, and I want to invest in a film festival.
My film festival is called Cage Uncaged Film Festival.
Wait. Caged Uncaged?
Cage Uncaged. And it's Nicolas Cage Film Festival.
Awesome. We need Warren Lipschitz here. He loves Nicolas Cage.
And we'll be showing Nicolas Cage films going from shortest hair to longest hair. So probably starting out with Face Off, going to Con Air, where he has his long mullet. We're going to have a series where you insert Nick Cage into other famous movies and see what works and doesn't work.
Like Babe. He could have been
Babe.
He could
have been Babe.
Yeah.
Because they've been doing that on the internet. They've been putting his face on, like, you know,
everything.
Disney characters. And
like
and
Jaws.
Wrecking Ball. So, yeah. And then also
play Jaws.
We'll have, like, a, you know, Nick Cage impression contest and also maybe discovering the next Nicolas Cage.
How long is this movie festival?
It is year
one
round.
Month.
It is year round. So is this like a weekly thing?
1 year long.
We're gonna paint a cage because he needs money, so he'll just be hanging out the entire time.
Oh, this is a benefit
doing,
freaking
doing an
festival.
Acting.
So it's a charity thing.
He's gonna
wow.
be an acting workshop the entire time.
Okay.
Why did I come up with that?
Yeah.
Cage on cage.
And it's, you know,
genius.
It's just gonna be. One
you realize
film fest
that this Cage Film Festival is probably gonna make a lot of money. It'll be sold out every time.
Probably.
Would you show Fast Times at Ridgemont High?
I would.
For his 2 seconds of screen time,
he's quality. There, and he's, you know, Nicholas Coppola, and that's.
That's right.
But yeah, I think.
If you had to pick two movies of his for him to give live commentary, what two movies?
I would say Con Air and probably Raising Arizona.
And would he give a live commentary as his character?
But then he has such good movies that such terribly good movies that you want to kind of
but like why. As in his character
yeah.
commentary or
like
him as an actor
character? Like next I we have to know why he decided to make that movie.
Well, like I'm talking about a commentary in character
as character yes.
So like he would be
but he can only play himself though, that's the problem.
Big Daddy.
He's tried to do accents, it doesn't work.
I would love to see him give a commentary as Big Daddy for Kick-Ass.
That'd be awesome.
Baby girl.
That would be great. Well, I like that. So how much would you charge for this? Would it be free? Would it...
Well, it can't be free.
88 cents? Or I don't know. I'm trying to think. 60...
60
gone in $60.
$60 badge.
Yeah. And so like everybody who gets a ticket gets like a signed thing from him.
You get to roll some dice and you get snake eyes. So you get
Nicolas Cage gets to stay on your couch for one night if you get it.
And the location for the fest will be at the actual at Nicolas Cage's house. There we go.
Well, he has to approve a lot of this.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't he approve this? Yeah. This sounds genius.
He loves the attention. So
okay.
Why not?
All right. It's a good festival. Caged, Uncaged.
Yeah.
I like it.
All right.
Year round.
Good stuff.
Year round.
Good stuff. All right. Who's going to play the film?
Mr. Kluger, why do you bring us here today? Tell us why we can. We have a bunch of money. Throw your money at me.
Tell me why we should invest in this film festival.
All right. My film festival is going to be strictly for the film cinephiles.
Ooh.
Racist.
Cinephiles.
Are you having a sodomy film fest?
No, I'm not. Not yet.
Are you not having something that's rape related?
No.
Oh.
This
we were given a memo that it would happen.
This film festival, which I call First Rape Film Fest.
First Rape?
Rape.
First Rape Film Fest.
That's all I had to say. First Rape Film Fest. First Rape Film
the first.
Fest.
It's the first.
And this is really going to be for the cinephile, the avid film goer and movie watcher, who really likes a lot.
Right.
And it's going to be held over 2 days.
2 days?
48 hours strictly. There's not going to be a time.
Wow.
I mean, you could go
no
home,
sleep.
But there's
so are
be
you
film.
Playing every on every hour there's a film type thing?
Not every hour there's a film. There's going to be, it's for 48 straight hours, there's going to be something playing on the screen.
Wow.
It's going to start Friday. Fridays at 8 p.m. It's an annual thing. So Friday at 8 p.m. and it'll end Sunday at 8 p.m. So, and in order to get in, you're going to have to fill out, like, an essay, like, on why,
just,
how awesome, why movies
to explain
mean to you.
Your cinephilism?
Exactly.
So, Andy Cool's but Numathon?
Not really.
Is there a limit to how long does this essay have to be? What's the max?
Can you do a video essay? Because
you can absolutely do a video essay.
Can my essay write my essay?
Yes. But you have to explain why you're... A cinephile. What movies mean to you?
Are you going to have different themes each year, or is it just...
No, there's not going to be a
judging these letters.
So that's the thing. There's not going to be a judgment. There's no judging. There's no awards. You're going to pay...
What are you, Harvard?
Everybody's going to pay an equal price, and they will go to fund either a filmmaker or a charity.
What are you showing at this?
What am I showing? It's going to be a variety of old vintage stuff all the way, and I'm expecting one night... One movie each night to be something that hasn't come out yet. Mm. So, like, one movie, like, let's say in 3 months that comes out, that's going to be shown as, like, the centerpiece of the night. Mm. But in addition to that, like, I want to hit on, like, every genre. Like, I want a blaxploitation movie to be shown. I want a horrible movie like Samurai Cop to be shown, which features neither a samurai nor a cop.
Sure.
I would like to show, like, awesome episodes of TV shows, like Jurassic Bark from Futurama, just to fuck with people. I would like to show Cannibal the Musical with a live commentary that you had the idea for, with Trey and Matt getting drunk during their live commentary.
Nice.
I would like to do Midnight every year, a Rocky Horror Picture Show with a live cast acting it out in front of the screen.
This is like the most packed 48 hours I've ever
heard. It's going to be crazy. And I'd always want Bruce Campbell to MC the entire night.
So you're having multiple theaters though, right?
Depending on how many people show up, this would be 48 hours of all of this each year of different things. But depending on how many people, we'd probably have to rent a couple theaters to simultaneously show.
Where would you want to show this? So what kind of theater are you?
I would love an old school theater with like balconies, but any theater's fine. Any theater's fine.
So to bring those new films, there's not going to be any awards. Are there going to be? How are you going to get those films out there?
Well, if so, it's a movie like a new film, like a it doesn't have to be a necessarily a big film that's coming, that's already going to be released in like 2 or 3 months, but to get that film, have maybe have the filmmakers do a Q&A while they're there, and then that could get the hype up, like, oh man, that movie's coming out,
can
that's
you,
awesome.
Can you rape the filmmaker?
Yes, you can.
I think we're sold, buddy. I think we're sold.
Well, it's all about rape with you.
I think
first rape.
I think along with the bar fees.
But I'd like to be in a theater. Like, that's why I always went to midnight movies, especially at the Inwood. That's where I started. And the people who go to that are literally the movie cinephiles. Like, they love it. I love to be in a theater with those cinephiles.
Do you want a loud audience as well?
Not necessarily, because no, they're not really loud. Like, I wouldn't, unless there is like a theme of the movie where you like talk back at it. But like, most cinephiles will enjoy a movie and be quiet.
It's true.
But I want it interactive too. Hmm. What do you think? No? Yes?
Yeah. I love the commentary with
Trey Man.
Yes. I want that in every fucking festival.
Yeah, it's pretty
drunk.
Good. It is good.
I think the best thing I heard of all of ours was the splitting it with the commentaries for everything in behind
yeah.
the scenes. Like, I haven't seen
that. That is really cool. That would be awesome.
Like, I don't know how you would do that. Like, workshops or something would be awesome to have in
yeah.
festivals. Like, can we just do our what we'd hope would be at Diff, like music?
I mean, as far as Diff goes, and I'll probably get yelled at for saying it, but they need to do a lot better. Last year's Diff Festival was horrible in almost every way. And I went the prior year, and it was pretty good.
Did you not like the films?
The films were mostly bad this year.
Mud?
Like, Mud was not good. I said mostly bad.
Yeah.
Compared to the year prior and the year prior to that, man, they just dropped the ball this year. And everything was disorganized this year. Nobody knew. I asked questions to people who were working supposedly. Nobody had an answer.
It is a big volunteer force. Yeah.
But I'd imagine your volunteer force needs to know what's
going on. Should know the basics. Their volunteer force should know.
Yeah. And
we'll see. It looks like they're trying to get
the
shit together this year.
There's a reason why Dallas International Film Festival isn't as big as it could be.
Yeah.
They need to do, there needs to be a lot of changes.
Yeah.
They need sponsorship.
Definitely need to streamline. They're streamlining it a little bit.
Plenty. They need a bigger street crew because Dallas has one of the most, it's a city with one of the most headquarters here for businesses.
Sure.
There's tons of money here for film.
The top 5 media market.
So it should be bigger than it is. And I just think that something needs to change.
What about you, since they hold it at your theater?
And we'll see. They did the Kickstarter to try to get more filmmakers in, so we'll see.
And they got
it's a step in the right direction. It's a step in the right direction.
Each year, like last year, there wasn't a lot of good stuff at the beginning of the year. Everything came out towards the end of the year. So that's the thing. And then like there's so many other film festivals like before and after them, like South by Southwest, and then
it's 2 weeks before
and Sundance.
Tribeca
is right then too. And so there's lots of films that get taken by those other film festivals.
A lot of people that want it to be pushed to September, which is when Tribeca is. And Toronto.
It needs to be pushed.
It was initially a fall.
It was a later August. I don't think
when it was Deep Elm, it was in the fall.
That's true. But when it was Deep Elm, it was local based.
Yeah.
I think what they want to do with AFI, I think when they brought in AFI and wanted to make it like a hub type festival, which is what Tribeca and those are, I agree. I think they put it at the wrong time because when Deep Elm was in September, it had that fall feel to
it. Yeah, exactly.
It doesn't feel like a fall festival, even though it needs to be one because it's too close to South By. Yeah. It's 2.5 weeks after South By, and they lose all that talent.
Yeah, Dallas Film Festival needs to do a lot of changing to succeed. I mean,
I think it needs a lot. I think it needs subtle changes to make an impact.
If anybody went for the first time at Diff, covering Diff last year, it's a joke. That's what the headline would be. Diff is a joke. As if they just went last year.
I don't know. They sold out every theater.
That's fine.
I mean, they made
money.
They made money.
I'm sure they made
it's
money.
It's not like
but still.
I mean,
people still came out. So
like
that doesn't make it good though.
Yeah, but I mean, it's an important facet to the festival
if you can
bring people. Like Video Fest did not bring people out, and I think that's a really fun, interesting.
But
festival.
Video Fest does not appeal to a festival like Dallas Film Festival. Because Dallas Film Festival encompasses everything, where a Video Fest is very artsy for the artsy crowd.
Yeah, but USA Film Festival, I mean, they bring out people too, but they do it very different than Diff.
Yeah.
And they have a solid track record. They have got some good people every year. They always have someone.
Oldest film festival in the city. Yeah.
But if anybody went to Dallas Film Festival last year, it was a joke.
See, I think people that went to it enjoyed it. I think you're right.
I went to it.
But you went to it as someone who's privy to a lot of the information. I think the people that went and bought tickets to go see the film day of, they made money and there were sold out crowds and they got to see The Way Way Back, got to see Mud.
20 years, so, 20 people Stardom was there.
Yeah, I think the fans that went enjoyed it. I agree with you, though. For the people who experienced the festival as a whole, or those that get the full pass, it wasn't as encompassing as it would be to go to South By.
Yeah, but that's what a film festival is. Most people go who don't just to go buy a movie ticket a day. They
not
go
true.
To a lot of people.
Not for the festival like this one. For South By, maybe, because it's centric to music, film, interactive, or
but
Sundance.
I think Dallas Diff could be just as big as SXSW, but it doesn't want to be. Or it's
should it be?
Don't you? Diff needs to be.
Do you
up
think
there.
South By is attainable in the next 10 years in Austin?
It's South By has so gotten so big and out of hand.
I don't go to South By anymore because I can't stand.
Well, it's
the
crazy.
People.
There's too many people.
Well, then do you? So Dallas could accompany. They could have that many people. Is that what you want?
I would want something that big. It needs to have that amount of talent, that amount of the quality of films. But Diff doesn't have that. Although, yes, Mud is great. 20 Feet from Stardom was good. But 5% of the movies were great this year, as 95% weren't. Whereas the year prior, it was probably about 40% to 60%. But it's just, I don't know. They need to do something. Do you change?
I agree. They need change. I've always been on par with them wanting music. I think they want music. Some of them do. I know James does. But like,
it's a big draw.
It's a big draw, but it's also an element to a film festival that either completely changes it. Like South. I mean, South By was not a film festival. It was a music festival.
Yeah.
That became a film festival.
Well, and that's why that's 2 weeks. 1 week is music,
so
1 week is film.
3 weeks now.
It's 3 weeks with Interactive.
They have Interactive now.
Yeah.
So
and Interactive is in different locations.
That's right. Yeah.
Too.
And Interactive's become huge, too.
It's the biggest of the three.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a moneymaker. I mean, I totally agree. I don't know which way to go with Diff. Like, should you make it a big city festival? Or should you make it like a Tribeca, which is mostly online?
I mean, it would be awesome if it was on. I mean, to have both options.
Would be
but,
great.
But back to our discussion, whose film festival are we going to...
I like Andrew's.
I like
yeah,
yours.
Andrew's
so I think yours is my pick, too.
Okay.
Though I love My Title the best.
I like every... Actually, I like everyone's. Like, I'd like
Nipples.
To see your festival. I'd like to see a Cage festival, just because
make that a
it would be fun.
It would be like a
night
of Cage.
Bar.
Would be
yeah, it
would
be awesome. Your festival sounds awesome because you get all the new people out, the people wanting to filmmake. And this one is just strictly for people who want to... Who love film and want to be in a
for those 48 hours? That's
room.
The best you could do in 2 days.
Yeah.
It's gonna be awesome.
A room full of
clothing options.
People
yeah.
who love film just like you.
Hopefully, your clothing will
that's
be turned
what I,
off
yeah.
by the end.
Yeah. So those are our movie festivals. Let us know what you like, what you didn't like, and let us know if you have a crazy idea for a film festival.
Bar-
if you do, we might just fund it.
We still love you, Diff. Don't
Butterfree.
And that ends our podcast 21.
Oh yeah,
done.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Jam.